Okay, if you're not driving, take your hand and place it just below your ribs on the side of your belly, that soft, paunchy part. On a lamb, that would be known as the mutton flap. It's loaded with fat, and that's part of the reason those shawarmas you eat are so juicy. The giant log of lamb on the spit is made with mutton flaps. In the Pacific island nation of Tonga, mutton flaps are really popular because they're tasty, but also because they're really cheap. The meat is imported in bulk from countries like New Zealand, and it's available in the frozen section of every Tongan supermarket. But the fact that mutton flaps are so widely consumed has become a problem for a nation with a serious obesity problem. My partner at the BBC, Katie Watson, went to Tonga to report on this.
Well, when I was there, one of the Tongans I was meeting said that there was a generation that grew up on mutton flaps. It's worth pointing out that, you know, mutton flaps also went to places like Samoa, Fiji, and Pacific Islanders have acquired a taste for them. Speaking to most people there, you know, they talked about how delicious they were. They realized how unhealthy they are. But nevertheless, they've become very much a part of the diet in the Pacific Islands. And Tonga, where I visited, 90% of people are obese or overweight. So fatty meats obviously contributes to that.
And that obesity is also bringing down the life expectancy in Tonga, right?
That's right. The government is trying to tackle this, but at the same time, it's a very hard sell in Tonga where feasting is such a central part of people's lives.
Given what kebab smells like when it's grilling, what do straight-up mutton flaps smell like when they're cooking?
They smell pretty delicious, actually. I mean, they look like bacon. There's about more fat than meat, if you like. It's about 40% fat, but it looks pretty white. So when it's roasting on a spit, it, you know, falls down and makes a pretty good smell. But it's also the quantity, I think, that's most important. It's just the volume, really, of food that's eaten. And that's an issue that's around the world. But you see it very much in Tonga.
Are there any food activists? Like, who's the Jamie Oliver of Tonga?
No, there aren't. And I think going down to the diabetes clinic in the main hospital, speaking to the doctor, she said that she always feels like she's drowning. You know, she still has to deal with the people who have now got type 2 diabetes and, you know, have complications. I met a girl who lost her leg as a teenager because she had acquired type 2 diabetes. You know, these are the issues. They have to look after these people for a long time. And, you know, this is generations to change.
You talked about this culture of feasting in Tonga and the kind of luaus or barbecues. Have mutton flaps actually kind of changed the whole vibe of these feasts? I mean, I can imagine that if it's fish, people kind of eat, and fish doesn't really slow you down.
Well, I mean, going to the feast that I went to, it was suckling pig and those kind of heavy meats that were really kind of predominant. So, I mean, there was fish, but there was less of it. And that's what I find quite surprising. You're on an island and, you know, you'd kind of expect it just be fruit, vegetables and fish. But no, I mean, we're talking lamb and pig. I mean, in terms of slowing people down, the other thing that was quite interesting is, I mean, it's such a small place. Everybody is traveling by car. I mean, I was walking along the harbour one evening, probably about 25 minutes to get back to where I was staying, and people winding down the windows saying, do you need a lift? Where you are heading is really far away. You just think, it's really not.
My partner at the BBC, Katie Watson, telling us about Tonga and their consumption of mutton flaps. Thanks very much, Katie.
Thanks.